Utah Governor Gary Herbert outlines plan to reopen economy by May. By Hannah Blow on April 18, 2020. Utah officials on Friday outlined plans to reopen the economy, relaxing many of the state's restrictions by May 1. Governor Gary Herbert, R., said on Friday that the state will proceed in opening the economy, following the outline of the Utah Leads Together plan, crafted by the Economic Response Task Force. Herbert said that their plan is in harmony with what the White House has outlined. He remained optimistic, signaling that key sectors of the economy could slowly begin to adjust back to a state of normalcy by next month. If coronavirus cases continue to decline, gyms, some dine-in restaurants, and elective surgeries could resume by the beginning of May, he indicated. State parks are already beginning to reopen. A lot will depend on what we do individually, he said. If the trend continues, I foresee the relaxing of restrictions beginning May 1. At the beginning of May, I would like to open up sit-down dining, elective surgeries and gyms. This is about finding an appropriate balance. It's not just only about health care, it's also concern about the livelihood of those we represent too. And it's not one versus the other, they are in fact combined together, Herbert said. The plan contains a color-coded health guidance system that can be applied to each industry: food service, retail, events, general employers, home repairs, gyms, daycares, and more, indicating the risks and recommendations for the corresponding rating. Herbert said that the state as a whole remains in a high-risk phase. We don't want to go too fast, but we don't want to go too slow, either, the governor said. This isn't just about health care, but it's about the livelihood of our people. Two, this is about data, good science and good medicine. I feel really good where we're at. I feel good that we're in harmony with what the White House is doing, he told reporters. I can tell you that the plan we have is, in fact, the most comprehensive plan for reactivation. To slow the spread of the coronavirus, but the reactivation of the economy of any state in America today, he added. Herbert stressed that the reopening is largely contingent on Utah's continued adherence to our Stay Safe, Stay Home directive for the time being. A committee will make recommendations to the governor in the coming days, according to Kutv. It has an aggressive timeline. It sets up a 10-member committee, but that committee has to report to the governor by next Wednesday, April 22. And then the governor has until April 30 to be able to respond to that report or implement the report, Utah Senate President Stuart Adams, R., said. President Trump outlined general guidelines for states to follow in reopening their economies but is ultimately leaving the final decisions to the governors, some of whom have already outlined their plans to reopen, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R.